Hey, you guys.
Hey!
Christmas time is coming up.
How did you get in my house?
Oh, I live here.
Oh! In my house?
You should really check the crawl space.
That's awkward.
I feel like we should do a little...
or as he calls it, the bry space.
There's a banner in there that says that.
Also, I'm here.
Also, Kyle's
Hey, you're here too.
Hey. So,
I feel like we
were thinking we should do a little something special for the holidays this year, but with about half as much work as we usually put into this sort of thing.
I would say slightly less than half.
Yeah, slightly less. About like 48-49% as much effort.
So it's kind of like a half pint worth of effort.
Yeah, I would say that's a good way to describe it. That's a totally natural way to describe it.
For us? Absolutely, it's a natural way to describe it.
Hey, gang, let's do it!
Zero wishes holiday, half pint, zero wishes holiday, half pint, zero wishes holiday.
Pint!
Welcome to Zero Wishes Holiday Half Pint.
Woof! Catching my breath,
That's only the second time we've done that. Third.
Yeah.
I bet you couldn't tell at all.
We'll get better at it as the days go by.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do today for the holiday half pint?
We're going to clean up that mess.
This holiday.
So, to kick off our 12 days of zero issue, it's Christmas, whatever.
Holiday half pint.
We're doing
just sang the song.
We're going to kick things off with
now
a dramatic reading.
We're going to do another song about teaching Bri what things are named. Oh, this is the name. Name is what you call something.
I refuse to learn, as you knew I would. So here we are.
So says me. Eric, I guess?
It's Bri. So we're going to kick things off with a little dramatic reading. As we do frequently in our podcast as a moment of zero. This one's a little bit longer. It's a 10-page story from DC Comics, a holiday story called Yes, Tyrone, There Is a Santa Claus, written by Kelly Puckett, drawn by Pete Woods, and I'm looking at the credits right here. Apparently, Superman was created by Jerry Siegel and Joel Shuster.
Oh, yeah, Steven Seagal's grandpa.
I'm going to take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
And this was apparently in the dark days before Bill Finger got any credit for Batman.
So we give it to Bill Finger.
Yeah.
Let's burn this.
Let's burn this
and never read it.
Let's get some jingle bells.
Okay, let's jump
playing
in.
Playing softly in the background because it's a Christmas story. So we open on Perry White holding a cigar, sweating, looking nervous.
Should we explain who the cast is?
Oh, yeah. It's a Superman-Batman holiday story. We'll describe who's playing who. The narrator slash explainer, myself, Bri. There is a young boy named Tyrone who will be played by Mark.
Me.
Superman slash Clark Kent, played by myself, Bri. Batman will be played by Mark.
Woo!
Perry White will be played by Mr. Collies.
Yay!
Lois Lane will be played by Mr. Cowley's.
Madam Cowley.
Jimmy Olsen will be played by Mr. Cowley's.
Gosh.
And Tyrone's little sister, who I believe is nameless, will be played by Mr. Cowley's.
I would like her to be named Kylie.
Her name is now Kylie.
No, wait. Tyrona.
My Tyrona.
That's good. I like it.
No.
You have a guitar. Do the whole song.
Putting that down in my baby name book.
So we open our scene at the Daily Planet offices outside of the office of Mr. Perry White, editor-in-chief. Clark, Lois, Perry, looking nervous, looking at a piece of paper. A letter that's been mailed to them. We cut to Tyrone in his bedroom writing a letter to the Daily Planet. He has Superman posters, Action Comics, all sorts of American history books. He's an all-American boy writing an all-American letter.
He's got a slice of apple pie there.
He even has a slice of apple pie.
He's all-American.
A glass of milk right now.
That's vodka.
Oh, it might be vodka. It's hard to tell.
And that's vodka pie.
American history and Mark Twain.
Mm.
And F. Scott Fitzgerald?
This all-American boy writing an all-American letter to the all-American paper.
Dear Daily Planet, is there a Santa Claus? My friend Billy says there isn't. He says Santa Claus is for babies. He says it's all made up, and big kids know better. That's not true, is it? Can reindeer really not fly? Is nobody checking if I'm good or bad? Is it all a big lie?
There should be more swearing in this. You should be all more angry.
Oh, big fucking lie.
Is this a fucking lie? Merry fucking Christmas.
I'm asking you because my daddy says everything in your paper is true, except the part about the moon landing. Yours truly, Tyrone Jenkins III.
Daily Planet, still reporting about the moon landing.
Very classic look.
Timely.
And then we cut to Perry White, excited about this letter.
Now this is what I call news. Kent, give me an editorial. I want it wise, I want it funny, I want it heartwarming. I want it to touch me, but not in a bad way. Got it? Olsen, hit the streets. I want background on this kid. What he eats, where he sleeps. I want to know his next move before he makes it, before he thinks it. Lane, be a peach, get me a cup of coffee, will you, sweetheart?
Perry, I'm your number one reporter.
You bet you are, Dollface. Cream, two sugars.
You know, this looks like a job for...
I think I do, Jimmy. I think I do.
Wink!
He winks. We cut to later at the Fortress of Solitude. Superman's giant key in the snow. He's feverishly wrapping presents at super speed. Apparently the present wrapping table at the Fortress of Solitude, which has always been there.
Yeah. It's a station.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a station for it. He has...
a sled?
Yeah, he has got a full sled. He just happened to have laying around. He's got a lot of things there. A lot of things. He's got a full Santa Claus sled. He's tossing them in there. He suits up in a custom-made Santa Claus suit with the S symbol on the chest.
For Santa.
And you see the S, and he says,
"For Santa."
You see Super Santa flying, holding his sled above his head, flying around with just loaded up with presents, flying over the neighborhood, going towards Tyrone's home, is what I assume. And he gets himself ready.
Magic time!
He looks to his side.
What?
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 What? What do you want?
Yeah.
Batman flies up.
He's got a jetpack under his cape, which seems like a terrible idea on like every conceivable level, but he flies up with a smirk.
Pathetic. For God's sake, man, look at yourself. What are you doing out here?
Restoring a child's sense of wonder? Teaching him that the world can be a magical place?
Yeah, well, my parents taught me a different lesson. Lying in the alley, twitching. Sorry, look...
That's harsh.
It's got dark.
That got dark.
Weirdly
really,
dark for this story.
Really quick.
Yeah.
My point is...
Wait, and that's just a line from Batman v Superman. They fucking adapted this. They did. Anyway, moving on.
My point is, you've got to take this seriously. You're the hero. Any calamity, any disaster, any great wrong, and people look to the sky for you. The idea that you could take a night off playing dress-up for some kid... It's patently ridiculous. It's like something out of a comic book.
Batman mugs to the camera.
Yeah.
Batman gyms like crazy.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Superman pulling on his outfit.
I do feel a little silly in this outfit. But that poor kid, I just wish I could do something for him.
That just shows what a true hero you are. Now get out there, Tiger. Save the world.
Tiger? I know.
You're right. Thanks, Batman.
Superman flies away.
Abandoning a child.
We see him somewhere else, pulling his Super Santa costume off, revealing his regular Superman costume underneath, the sled behind him.
I suppose I should do something about this whole Middle East thing.
Oh, oh my god. All right, getting back into it.
Wait, the presents. I should at least give him his presents.
Superman sneaks into the child's bedroom.
Like he does every night.
Holding the presents in his arm, he opens the door, sneaks out into the main area of the house, only to see the entire Jenkins family gathered around the tree, with Batman dressed in a Bat Santa costume, giving presents to the children.
Tyrone says,
Bat Santa, you're the best!
I love you, Bat Santa!
Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas! Superman. My parents were dead in an alley! Twitching!
Twitching!
Superman stares at Batman, stunned. Batman,
wink!
Right at Superman, just winks at him, and then
knocks Superman his head flat off his body.
Just punches him right in the fucking head.
One punch.
Blood spraying.
Oh. It's an Elseworlds comic.
Yeah, and there's a little tag, so you know this is not canon.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Kelly Puckett and Pete Woods. Thank you, Jerry Seagal.
Now get your ugly white ass out of here. Don't come back.
And, Bill who?
Bill Fingret.
All right, okay. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.